This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي أما بعد all praise due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى and peace be upon Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم I testify that there is no God except Allah and I testify that Muhammad is the prophet and the messenger of Allah And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Islam and the bounty of the Iman and worshipping Allah azza wa jal in the month of Ramadan and after the month of Ramadan until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of Ramadan. Worshipping Allah azza wa jal is not limited to Ramadan. And worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 24/7. And alhamdulillah, with the good news that things are easing and the restrictions here in New South Wales and Australia in general are easing. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us together and to assist us online, inshaAllah, in a matter of time, they'll come back here at the UMA Center and resume our normal operations and resume the UMA Sisterhood lessons every single Saturday. And we look forward to your company as we look forward to your online company. And inshaAllah, in a matter of time, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the sisters here at the UMA together for them to see each other and for them to revive the spirit of Islam in their lives. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who continue getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jal during all times and situations. One of the things that we've learned out of this crisis is that worshipping Allah is not limited to a time, it's not limited to a place, it's not limited to a circumstance. And subhanAllah, how this crisis came through the month of Ramadan. And subhanAllah, in the month of Ramadan, a month that we connect ourselves to Allah Azza wa Jal and a month that we better ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But something taught us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's connection is not limited to a place, a space, a time or a crisis. We must always be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously just finishing from the month of Ramadan, which is just less than 2 weeks ago, we finished the month of Ramadan and less than 2 weeks ago, we celebrated the day of Eid, the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants his servants the great rewards and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares those who have fasted in the month of Ramadan as his servants and those that he's pleased from and those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your worship. Now obviously, given that we just finished from the month of Ramadan and subhanAllah, we are coming out of this crisis slowly and the things are easing off slowly, it's important for us to talk about where do we stand when it comes to all this? Where do we stand when it comes to our position? Where do we stand when it comes to our position with regards of having patience, with regards of this crisis, with regards of perseverance and steadfastness? SubhanAllah, perseverance and steadfastness is a very important aspect for us as believers. So much so that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked a question. A man comes to him and says to him, O Messenger of Allah, قُلْ لِي فِي الْإِسْلَامِ قَوْلًا لَا أَسْأَلُ عَنْهُ أَحَدًا بَعْدًا O Messenger of Allah, tell me something in Islam that I don't need to ask anyone after you. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ Say, I believe in Allah Azza wa Jalla and be steadfast. Be steadfast, istiqamah, subhanAllah. It's a very important aspect and principle to us as believers, to you as a believer. And the month of Ramadan is the month of istiqamah, of course, and the month of Ramadan that teaches us istiqamah. And you know what? In reality, you are never more steadfast in any other month than the month of Ramadan. SubhanAllah, the month of Ramadan does really teach us to be steadfast and does really teach us to be perseverant. And you will never ever be more steadfast than any other month than the month of Ramadan. This is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. It's a blessing of Allah azza wa jal upon you, upon me, and upon us all. And the month of Ramadan taught us a lot of lessons. And one of them, as I mentioned, is steadfastness. But now we have to continue with this lesson that we have been taught in the month of Ramadan, after the month of Ramadan, and not just limited to the month of Ramadan. And subhanAllah, it's so sad when you start seeing people struggling in their perseverance and their steadfastness after the month of Ramadan. and you engage with a lot of brothers and you speak to them, and most people that you speak to, that say, I'm struggling after the month of Ramadan. Why are you struggling after the month of Ramadan? What's the reason behind you struggling after the month of Ramadan? The only reason that you are struggling after the month of Ramadan is because you've allowed yourself to struggle after the month of Ramadan. If you want to stay perseverant, you stay perseverant after the month of Ramadan until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing should hold you back from Allah azza wa jal. Nothing should hold you back from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now we want to talk about steadfastness during calamities and challenges. Now, obviously, in the last few months, as human beings in general, as people in general, and as Muslims, we've never ever encountered and experienced challenges as much as we did in the last 3 months. We've never experienced, like we're talking about people in our days. We're talking about this day and age. Now, obviously, before us, yes, generations before us, maybe our parents have probably struggled and encountered challenges a lot more than what we've experienced in the last 3 months. But I'm talking about in this day and age. I'm talking about someone like myself, who's just over 40 years old. I've never experienced something like this. A complete restriction and lockdown, and people are self-isolating, and people are not allowed to shake hands and hug each other, and 1.5 meters distance and 4 square meters space for each person, and not allowed to leave your home, not allowed this, not allowed that. Even though for us here in Australia, we've had it a lot better. We've had it a lot better than many other countries, if not most of the countries around the world. But subhanAllah, it is a challenge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to test us. And the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us, not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to punish us, wal'iyadu billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us to strengthen us. Allah tests us to strengthen us. To strengthen our iman, to strengthen our aqidah, to strengthen our belief, to strengthen our relationship with Him, to strengthen our relationship with one another, to strengthen our understanding in life. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us. Don't you ever think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you because He wants to punish you. Never ever think this way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you to strengthen you, to strengthen your aqidah, to strengthen your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to strengthen your connection to Allah azza wa jalla, to strengthen your connection to Islam, to strengthen your connection to your belief, to strengthen your connection to the masjid, even though, subhanAllah, we miss the masajid and slowly we're coming back to the masajid, but also to strengthen your relationship to the masajid, to strengthen your relationship to one another. That's the test. Allah never tests to punish. Allah never tests to torture. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never tests for you to go through a punishment or a torture, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you to strengthen you. And we've gone through this test. And for us as Muslims, even though we share the same test with every other human being and every other person standing on the face of this earth, but we as Muslims, we had an extra test. That is experiencing this pandemic and this lockdown in the month of Ramadan. SubhanAllah, that's a big test for us. The month of Ramadan is our peak month. Our peak month in our connection to Allah Azza wa Jalla, in our iman, in our faith, in the Quran, in Kareem, in everything that we do. SubhanAllah, we had an extra burden. If every other human being was suffering, we suffered even more in the month of Ramadan to be away from the masajid, to be away from one another. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests to strengthen us. Always remember that Allah tests you, Allah tests me to strengthen us. And that's why my sisters in Islam, even though our brothers are welcome to watch online, that's why the month of Ramadan should have been a big lesson. This year's Ramadan should have been a big lesson for every single one of us. And it's been 2 weeks from the month of Ramadan. SubhanAllah, two sarrays, a fortnight ago, two sarrays was the last sarray of the month of Ramadan. This time, 2 weeks ago, we were fasting and preparing ourselves to finish the month of Ramadan. SubhanAllah, look at yourself right now, 2 weeks after the month of Ramadan. If you were strong after last year's Ramadan, this year's Ramadan should be stronger. And your steadfastness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be stronger. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you through a bigger test this year than last year. Which means you have to be stronger with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this year than last year. You have to be more empowered in your iman. You have to be more empowered in your connection to Allah azza wa jal this year than any other time. Because we went through a bigger test. We went through a bigger training process. So if you were trained 1 year, you should be stronger than being trained 6 months. And if you've trained 2 years, you should be stronger than being trained 1 year. Now, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had escalated. And I said, alhamdulillah. Yes, alhamdulillah for the tests. Because the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to look forward to those moments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests them. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests those that He loves. There's a statement by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and our predecessors, which they say,
that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to test one of them, they used to say, welcome, welcome. We'll welcome Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promotion. We'll welcome Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's test. We'll welcome Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's upgrade. What upgrade? You're upgrading your iman. You're upgrading your taqwa. You're upgrading your relationship with Allah azza wa jalla. Everyone loves to upgrade. Everyone loves to upgrade. Subhanallah, you've got a car after fees, you want to upgrade it. You've got a house after fees, you want to upgrade it. You've got furniture after fees, you want to upgrade it. You've got a watch after fees, you want to upgrade it. You've got a phone after a few months, you want to upgrade it. These days, months, subhanallah, by the time you upgrade your month, a few months after that, you want to upgrade it. We as human beings, we like to upgrade everything. What about you, iman? Have you upgraded it? Why don't we upgrade our iman? When it comes to iman, alhamdulillah, I'm happy where I am. No, no, you shouldn't be happy where you are. You should upgrade your iman. I want to upgrade my iman. And that's why this year's Ramadan was an upgrade in our iman. We should have all been upgraded in our iman. We should have all been stronger in our iman. That's why my sisters in Islam, now is the month, now is the time that we strengthen ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay steadfast. Because this month, the month of Shawwal, is a month that makes you or breaks you. The month of Shawwal makes you or breaks you. The month of Shawwal is either going to give you the strength for you to stay perseverant and steadfast from now to the next Ramadan, or you're going to crumble and struggle from now to the next Ramadan. And subhanAllah, you could see that. You could see that, and you could see that manifested by a lot of people. You could see that in many brothers and sisters who are struggling in their iman. People are struggling to maintain their prayers. People are struggling to maintain their relationship to the Quran al-Karim and the recitation of the Quran al-Karim. Sisters are struggling to keep on the hijab. This thing about people taking off the hijab wal-iyadu billah, and not only taking off the hijab and staying quiet about it and saying, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me, I'm struggling, I feel that I'm weak and I'm taking off the hijab, inshallah, I have the intention to put it back on, or I'm struggling because of this and that. Some of them are taking off the hijab and boasting about taking off the hijab wal-iyadu billah. When you commit a sin is one thing. When you boast over the sin, that's worse than committing the sin. Islamically, committing a sin is bad. Boasting over the sin, boasting over committing the sin is worse than committing the sin itself. So when someone drinks alcohol, that's haram. Boasting over committing, drinking alcohol is worse than drinking alcohol. When someone commits zina, that's haram. And boasting over committing the zina, that's worse than committing zina. And when a sister takes off the hijab or not wears the hijab, that's haram. But boasting over taking off the hijab and not wearing the hijab, that's worse than not wearing the hijab. We never boast over the sins that we commit. If you are weak, may Allah guard you. May Allah guard you. We're not 100% people. I'm weak. I'm struggling. I'm struggling to put on the hijab. I'm struggling. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me guidance. May Allah azza wa jalla give you guidance. But to take it off and boast about it, that's a bigger sin. That's a bigger problem. That's a bigger deed. Subhanallah. That's a bigger bad deed. So my sisters in Islam, the month of Shawwal is a month that makes us or breaks us. The month of Shawwal is a month that we will either continue getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from now to the end of from now to the month of Ramadan, or we'll find ourselves distant away from Allah azza wa jalla. The month of Shawwal will set the stone from now to the next Ramadan. By the time next Ramadan comes, you'll be stronger to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the month of Ramadan will give you another head start. The month of Ramadan will give you another promotion. The month of Ramadan will give you another uplifting. The month of Ramadan will give you another upgrade. So where do you stand right now? For that, my sisters in Islam, we need to always keep in mind, how can we stay perseverant? And as I mentioned, yes, the last few months have been very challenging for every single one of us. But subhanAllah, some people are coming out of it stronger and others are coming out of it weaker. Some people find themselves closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's the blessing of Allah azza wa jalla upon them, and that's a sign of Allah's acceptance upon them. And other people are finding themselves weaker and struggling, subhanAllah. I don't want to be in a position to be a weak believer. I want to be strong with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jalla commanded the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to worship him. And what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam? Wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. O Muhammad, continue worshipping Allah until the month of Ramadan is over. Continue worshipping Allah until the day of Eid. Continue worshipping Allah until you get married and you pay off your debts. Continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you retire. Continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you become rich. Continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you recover. And I'm using all those excuses that we'll always use. I'm struggling because inshallah once I get married. Or once they get married, once I marry off my kids. Once I pay off my house. Once I pay off this loan. Once I do this and that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Continue worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you meet Allah. Continue worshiping Allah azza wa jal until you meet Allah, your Lord. Until you face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which means you continue worshiping Allah azza wa jal until the last moment that you're on the face of this earth. Until your last breath. Until your last breath. Until your last movement. Until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Continue worshiping Allah Azza wa Jalla until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which means what? Regardless what challenge you face, regardless what struggle you go through, regardless what trial and test that you go through, regardless what you are encountering in life, you continue worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless in the month of Ramadan, outside the month of Ramadan, regardless during this pandemic and outside this pandemic, regardless during social distancing and no social distancing, you continue worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you meet Allah, until you stand Allah. That means I will continue worshiping Allah azza wa jal until I stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, and subhanAllah, listen to this hadith. It's a very, very concerning hadith when you really think about it. It's a very concerning notion, a very concerning meaning and understanding of this hadith. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, one of you will continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until there's any one hand fair between them and entering the Jannah. So we're talking about a righteous person that continues to worship Allah, worship Allah, worship Allah, worship Allah until he's on the edge, until he's on the doorstep of entering the Jannah. And then subhanAllah, something happens. This person gets misguided. This person slips. And then they start committing the sins. So subhanAllah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, things will flip. Things will turn around. So someone will continue worshiping Allah azza wa jal until they're about to enter the Jannah, until things turn around. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِمْ كِتَابًا, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change things in his life. This person will be tested. This person will go through a struggle. This person will go through a test. This person will be misguided. And then he'll die on misguided. So he'll end up where? In the hellfire. Subhanallah. This person has been worshipping Allah azza wa jal all his life until he's about to enter the Jannah. Just the very moment before he enters the Jannah, he decides to do something wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turn things around. He'll end up doing something wrong before he dies. And he dies committing that sin. So he'll end up in the hellfire. Wal-iyadu billah. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one of you will continue worshipping, one of you will continue disobeying Allah azza wa jal until there's only a hand span between him and entering the hellfire. And then subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes his life, her life. They repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They'll die in repentance to Allah azza wa jal. And then they'll enter the Jannah after many years of committing the sins. Subhanallah, see the seriousness of perseverance and steadfastness. You need to be steadfast. You don't know when things will flip. You don't know when things will turn around. You don't know when that time will come. You have to stay on the right path until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to meet Allah azza wa jal while you're on the right path. You need to stand in front of Allah azza wa jal while you're on the right path. You need to go on the right path. Subhanallah, it's very concerning. And sometimes, you know, we become so complacent. Right now, a lot of people are in a complacency. They're in a complacency mode. Very complacent. Many people after the month of Ramadan become very complacent. Become very relaxed. They become in that comfort zone. No, this is the time they need to step it up. You did so well in the month of Ramadan. You need to do more after the month of Ramadan. And he did so well during these challenges. You need to do more after these challenges. Subhanallah, speaking to a lot of people, especially during this pandemic, because a lot of people were staying at home, which means what? It worked in their favor for them to be away from the haram. Alhamdulillah, I thank Allah Azza wa Jalla. We're not the type of people that go to the wrong places or hang out with the wrong people. But this pandemic worked in the favor of a lot of people that disconnected them from the haram, rehabilitated them. This pandemic and this lockdown did rehabilitate a lot of people. Where people going to the haram, going out to the haram, being in the haram, involved in the haram, hanging out with the haram and the haram people. When I say haram people, that's hakim haram. But subhanAllah, because of this lockdown, a lot of those environments were shut down. So alhamdulillah, it's out of your system right now. It's out of your system. Keep it out of your system. Don't bring it back into your system. It did work in the favor of a lot of people. Some people were struggling to stop the haram because they usually get to the haram. So So those haram places shut down. So they haven't been to the haram for the last 3-4 months. Some people are saying, alhamdulillah, I haven't been in haram for the last 3 months. It's out of my system. I don't want to go back to it. And some people are craving for it. Some people are longing for it, looking forward to that moment. When is it going to open? When is that going to happen? When I get to it, wal'iyadu billah. Take this as an advantage. Challenges come to shake you up. Challenges come to shake you up. To get the best out of you. Make sure the best comes out of you. Not the worst comes out of you. And that's why we need to be steadfast. And my advice to the brothers and sisters out there, be steadfast. Alhamdulillah. Yes, we went through these challenges, but these challenges came to strengthen us, to make us better people, not worse people. To make us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not far away from Allah azza wa jal. To make us to be stronger believers, not weaker believers. To make us to be strong Muslims, not weaker Muslims. So take advantage of this. Alhamdulillah. Some of the advantages and the positives that came out of this pandemic, that a lot of the haram came out of a system. Leave it out of your system. Leave it out of your life and then go back to it. Now the true test comes. The true test comes. And alhamdulillah, we came out of the month of Ramadan, and soon we'll be coming out of this lockdown and this restriction. Make sure you come out of both stronger to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be stronger with Allah azza wa jal. And be from amongst those. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Continue worshipping Allah azza wa jal until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. We will test you. Allah says, we will test you. We will test you through your fear. People are afraid. People are petrified. People are panicked. People are scared. وَالْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ and hunger. Alhamdulillah, I don't think people are hungry these days. Probably what people had eaten in the last few months, they've never eaten in the last year. But alhamdulillah, the people are hungry. We're not hungry. Especially us living in Australia, we're not that hungry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us more than what we are even asking for. There was that panic buying and people were going crazy over, you know, things. And out of all places, subhanAllah, and out of all things that people were going crazy over, toilet papers. I don't know what toilet paper is going to do to you. I'm not saying it's not important. But subhanAllah, there was that panic buying. People were scared. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ hunger, وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ and a reduction, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, reduction in wealth, reduction in lives, which means people will lose their lives. وَالثَّمَرَاتِ and people will lose their children. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Glad tidings to those who are patient. Patient over what? Brothers and sisters, don't get me wrong. Patience is not just, you know, I'm patient over the calamity that I'm going through. I'm patient over the predicament that I'm going through. I'm patient over the trial and test that I'm going through. I'm patient over the challenges that I'm encountering. No, no, no. Patience. Patience is ever keeping away from the haram and patience to stay on the right path. Patience, sabr has a number of elements. Sabr has a number of elements. Patience has a number of paths. One of them is to keep away from the haram. You have to have patience over keeping away from the haram. Because you need to be patient to keep away from the haram. To control and restrain your temptations. You need to have patience. You need to be patient to keep yourself away from the haram. And also, to stay on the right path, you need to be patient. To stay on the right path, you need to be patient. To continue praying, you need to be patient. To continue fasting, you need to be patient. To continue paying your zakat, you need to be patient. To continue reading the Quran, you need to be patient. To continue listening to lectures like these, you need to be patient. You need to be patient. So patience is not only one element, not only one aspect, not only one path. It's a number of paths. One of them is to be patient over keeping away from the haram. The other one is to be patient on staying on the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two elements. Always keep that in your mind. Steadfastness. What message is sabirin? We will test you as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And we will continue to test you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will continue to test you until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most tested human being by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The most tested people are those who are loved by Allah. So when Allah tests you, that means Allah loves you. When Allah tests you, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be closer to Him. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to get closer to Him. So these are the tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us. It's a test upon you, upon me. And we've been going through tests. And we continue to go through tests. And don't be sad. Yes, it's hard sometimes. But don't be sad when Allah tests you with a matter that's not in your hands. With a matter that you didn't ask for. Be happy. Yes, be happy. And I know it sounds ironic, but be happy. Why? When Allah tests you over a matter that's not in your hands, that's a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanting to get close to you. Yes. Subhanallah, imagine that you get that phone call from your boss and tells you, we're going to promote you, but you have to undergo a test. You get upset or happy? Of course you get happy. Yes, no one likes to go through the test. How many promotions are subject to a test? How many people are out there, especially the senior position? How many people are out there? If you want to get promoted, you have to go through the test. In the police force and the other forces, when they want to promote someone, they have to undergo a test. You can't just get promoted like that. Yes, you've been accepted to be promoted because of your performance, but now you need to do a test. When you do the test, then you get promoted. So subhanAllah, when you get the phone call, when you get that message saying that we're going to promote you and we're going to give you a senior position, we have to do a test. You get upset or you get happy? Of course you get happy. Yes, you stress over the test. You stress over the test. I stress over the test. You stress over the test. But you get happy because it's a sign of promotion. And likewise, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us through the test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promoting us. So be happy and be stressed. Yes, be happy and be stressed. But don't be sad. Be happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting us through the test because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to promote us. Allah wants to promote you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to get close to him. So be happy. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always happy. Even during the toughest of times. Now when you think about it, say Allahu Akbar, has the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam handling this? It's very tough. Very tough, extremely tough. But it's all about the promotion. And right now, my brothers and my sisters, it's a time of promotion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity for us to be promoted. But promotions then come without a cost. Promotions then come without a price. And the price is pass the test. Pass the test. And alhamdulillah, we'll pass the test in the month of Ramadan. And inshallah, we'll pass the test during this challenging time. So how can we pass that test? Number one is stay sincere. Sincerity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything starts from this heart. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ala wa inna fil jasad ila mudra. Iza fasadat, fasata sa'irul jasad. Wa iza saluha, saluha sa'irul jasad. Ala wa hiya al-qalb. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's a piece of meat. If this piece of meat goes correct, everything goes correct. If it goes guarded, goes guarded. Everything goes guarded. And if it's misguided and incorrect, everything goes misguided and incorrect. What's that? It's your heart. Everything starts from the heart. You could be praying, you could be fasting, you could be doing this, doing that. So many things you could be doing in your life. But at the end of the day, if this heart is not on the right path, if this heart is not to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not for Allah azza wa jalla, to please Allah azza wa jalla, then all those actions, all those cosmetics are only cosmetics at the end of the day. All those things from the outside are only outside things. So sincerity. In order for us to be sincere, we need to also accept acceptance. We also need to accept the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing me to be promoted. Acknowledgement. It's very important. Why are you going through that for? Yes, I'm sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I also accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's test. I accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's test upon me. When you accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's test upon you, that's also a sign of acceptance. Son of sincerity. Look at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he went to Al-Ta'if. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was stoned. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was abused. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was insulted. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sworn out. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was this and that. And then he came out of Al-Ta'if saying, Ya Rab, if what happened to me in there, please see, I'm happy. Allahu Akbar. Who says that these days? When did you ever turn around to Allah and say, Ya Allah, this test that I'm going through, whether in my health, my family, my wealth, and every other test that I'm going through, Ya Allah, as long as you're happy, I'm happy? When did we ever say something like that? Deep inside, even if we acknowledge, we struggle to say something like that because no one is happy and no one likes to be happy because I've been tested. We don't like to be tested. It's our natural inclination. It's our natural instinct. It's our natural life. It's a natural thing in us. No one likes to be tested. When was that last, my sister in Islam, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested you in your health, when Allah tested you in your wealth, when Allah tested you in your children, when Allah tested you in your marriage, when Allah tested you in your family, when Allah tested you in everything around you, you turned around and said, Ya Allah, as long as you are happy from me, I'm happy. Very hard to do and very hard to acknowledge and confess. I know it's hard, it's tough. But at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us to get closer to him. And look at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's more honorable than you and I. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so tested to the extent that he was stoned and abused. And assaulted alayhi salatu wassalam, and he turned around and said, Ya Allah, as long as you are happy from me, I'm happy. Acknowledgement. That's part of the test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us. That's part of the acknowledgement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see. That's part of sincerity. So in order for you to pass the test of the challenge, you need to acknowledge that, ya Allah, as long as you're happy from me, I'm happy. As long as you are pleased from me, I'm happy. As long as you accept me, I'm happy. Reach to that level. Reach to that level, alhamdulillah. Subhanallah, one of our predecessors says that while he was traveling from one city to Mecca, he had to stop over a place. So at night, he said, while he was sleeping, one of the tents, he heard someone. The entire night, this person was saying and repeating over and over and over again, I thank Allah for everything they had given me, and I thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for not putting me through the test as he did to other people. This scholar saying, all night, I'm hearing someone saying, I thank Allah for the test they had tested me, for everything they had given me, and alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put me in a worse position. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything they had given me, and I thank Allah Azza wa Jalla did not put me in a worse position. So this scholar wanted to know, who's this person? Allahu Akbar, all night saying something like this. Is this person a very wealthy, healthy, strong person? So he went into the next tent and he saw a blind person, paralyzed person. The only thing that works are his hearing and his mouth. He's blind and paralyzed. Subhanallah, you look at this person. Whoa. Like, you know, all night you're thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the test that he had tested you, for everything he had given you. And he did not put you in a worse position. What worse position can someone even ask for? You're paralyzed, he can't even move. And you're blind, he can't even see. The only two things are working are hearing and his tongue. So he told him, brother, all night, making this dua, I thought, mashallah, you're a healthy, strong, wealthy person. Look at you. He said, alhamdulillah, Allah kept my hearing for me to continue hearing the words of Allah, and Allah kept my tongue for me to continue remembering the words of Allah. So alhamdulillah, I'm in a better position than many other people. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, you think of this. That's why you call iman. That's why you call acknowledgement and faith. Full conviction. Full acknowledgement. Full acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's paralyzed and he's blind, but he's thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the hearing to continue hearing the words of Allah azza wa jal, and for the tongue to continue remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are by far a lot better position than this position. But he's probably by far in a better position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than us, even though he does not even get the chance to prostrate and bow. Why? Because subhanAllah, there's that conviction, acknowledgement, connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jalla keep us connected to him. So my sister in Islam, it's important for us to continue with that. So sincerity is very important. That our actions, our tests, our patience, our forbearance, our steadfastness and perseverance are all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's test upon us. That's it, ya Allah, accept from me. As long as you have from me, I'm happy. Number two thing is to be perseverant, steadfast in your worship to Allah azza wa jalla. The good deeds that you've done, continue with them. If you can't continue with them on big amounts, continue with them on small amounts. If you can't continue with them on big deeds, continue with them on small deeds. But for you to completely cut it off, that's bad. Subhanallah, if you speak to many people, you're probably one of them. You're reading the Quran Al-Kareem every single day in the month of Ramadan. Okay, I ask you the question, when was the last day you read the Quran Al-Kareem? From the last day of the month of Ramadan. Subhanallah, 2 weeks. It's only 2 weeks. Tomorrow's going to be 2 months. And then from now to then, next Ramadan, you'll be so disconnected from the Quran Al-Kareem. Why do you do that to yourself? Continue with the good deeds. Continue with the good deeds. That's why the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to fast 6 days in the month of Shawwal, which is the month that comes straight after the month of Ramadan. Why did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourage us to do that in the month of Shawwal? Why didn't the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, do it 2-3 months, as long as you do 6 days throughout the year? Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting 30 days in the month of Ramadan is equivalent to 300 days. That means you are short on 60 days. Fast 6 days of the month of Shawwal, you'll complete to have fasted the complete year. Why did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say 6 days of the month of Shawwal? Isn't the purpose to fast 6 days? That means I could fast any 6 days throughout the entire year. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to be in the month of Shawwal to stay that connection, ongoing connection, subhanAllah. To keep the ongoing connection, steadfastness, subhanAllah. So continue with the good deeds. Continue with the good deeds. The third action that will help you to be steadfast is dua. Dua, dua. Dua, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always ask Allah azza wa jalla to keep you steadfast. It's not just, ya Allah, give me money and give me hope and give me wealth and make me strong and make me this and make me that. Yes, make dua of the goodness of this dunya. But also part of the goodness of this dunya that we forget to make dua is, ya Allah, ask you to give me istiqamah. Ya Allah, I ask you that you grant istiqamah. And one of the ongoing ad'iyah the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do every single night, so much so that his own wife would ask him, O Messenger of Allah, I've realized that you make this du'a every single night. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala din. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala din. O Allah, you are the changer of the heart, change my heart towards you. Ya Allah, you are the changer of the heart, change my heart towards you. O Messenger of Allah, you make the du'a every single night. Why? Nabi Sassim said, because the hearts of the servants of Allah are around the fingers of Allah. Allah will change them however he wants. Subhanallah, du'a. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the master of steadfastness, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would make dua every single night. Oh Allah, keep me steadfast. Change my heart towards you. When was it last that you and I made dua, ya Allah, keep us steadfast? We rarely probably even make dua, that ya Allah, keep us steadfast. Rarely make dua, that ya Allah, keep us on the right path. That's it. Steadfast. Ask Allah to give you steadfastness. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep your heart towards him. Ask Allah to change your heart towards him. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you perseverant. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you on the right path. Make dua. Every single time you make dua, ya Allah, give me hope, give me love, give me this and give me that. Ya Allah, grant me steadfastness. I ask Allah to grant us all steadfastness. So dua. Dua is very important. Dua. And out of the other many things that can help us, and out of the other many things that can assist and aid us in being on the right path and steadfast, two more things. The other one, ongoing remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's part of reading the Quran al-Kareem and always saying, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your tongue. Keep your tongue moist in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep your tongue busy in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Keep your tongue busy and always remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So always remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla. Always ongoing, always subhanAllah. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Allah Azza wa Jalla. And subhanAllah, what does it cost you? You're sitting, you're doing nothing, you're driving the car. Well, just enough. SubhanAllah, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Without you realizing, it starts to clean the heart. Without you realizing, it puts you on the right path. You are cooking, you're washing, you're working, you're walking, you're doing any other work. SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, two words, say beloved to Allah, say heavy on the scale, say Allah on the tongue. SubhanAllah, wa bihamdi. SubhanAllah, 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 SubhanAllah. You are walking from one room to another room, say SubhanAllah a few times. This one, SubhanAllah, can be the reason that will determine your destiny. Can be the reason to determine your steadfastness, can determine between the hellfire and the paradise. And lastly, my sister in Islam, environment. Your friends. Put yourself in the right environment. Put yourself amongst the right people. Do not surround yourself with bad people. You surround yourself with bad people, you are bad like them. And if you are not bad like them, you're going to become bad like them. And don't be fooled by the shaitan when he says to you, that your mates, they're your friends from school, you grew up with them, they're your neighbors, your friends, your cousins, this and that. Yeah, they're bad people, but I'm just keeping the tie with them. No. I'm not saying cut off the ties. I'm not saying cut ties off them, but I'm saying that keep away from their environments. You don't have to be in those environments. Keep away from those environments. Keep away from environments that benefit your deen. Why should you be part of an environment that disconnects you from Allah Azza wa Jal? You want to get closer to your mates. You want to get closer to your friends. You want to get closer to your cousins. And distance yourself from Allah Azza wa Jal, or you want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and walk away from those who disconnect you from Allah Azza wa Jal. Surround yourself with the right people. Choose the right environment. You need to be very selective with the people that you surround yourself with. You need to be very selective with the environments that you attend. You need to be very selective with the people that you hang out with. And inshallah, that's what the UMA sisterhood is about. Inviting you to come and be part of those environments. And inshallah, in the next few weeks, the UMA center will be open for you to attend you. Come and be amongst the sisters that care about you for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, who love you for the sake of Allah, who met you for the sake of Allah, who engage with you for the sake of Allah, not because of any personal interest or worldly matter. These are the environments that you need to surround yourself. How many sisters that you tell them, come to the center, come and sit down with the sisters, come and sit down with the UMA sisters, or they'd rather go and hang out with other sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them. But the sisters that you're going to hang out with, they're not going to get closer to Allah. And I'm not talking about all. I'm talking about those bad ones. They're not going to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You might get closer to them, but on what expense? Being away from Allah. Come and get closer to sisters that will get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come and get closer to sisters that will get you closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. That's what the Umayyad sisterhood is about. And that's why, inshallah, we look forward to your company. We look forward to you coming to the Umayyad Center. If it's not next Saturday, inshallah, most likely the following Saturday. Most likely, we'll inform you. The most likely, not next Saturday, the following Saturday, inshallah, will be open to the public and to the sisters to come back again, inshallah. We'll look forward to you coming. And I'm sure all the sisters look forward to seeing each other and hugging each other and meeting and greeting each other. Because alhamdulillah, that's all for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Coming here, one of the houses of Allah, to be here for the sake of Allah and getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And I'm sure that you are missed here at the Yuman. The sisters looking forward to your company, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep the hearts closer. And that's why one of the things that will help you to be close to Allah Azza wa Jalla, one of the principles, one of the main things that will keep you perseverant is environment. Environment, very important. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam focused on it. No prophet, no messenger, no human being probably had ever emphasized on the importance of environment and the people that you surround yourself and your friends and your mates as much as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La tusahib illa mu'mina, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Only befriend a believer, because a believer will get you closer to Allah. A disbeliever will disconnect you away from Allah. A disobedient person will take you away from Allah. No. No one's going to take me away from Allah. And if it's a choice between Allah, the Creator, and the rest of the human beings, the creation, it's always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So put yourself in the right environment. Choose your friends wisely. And this pandemic and this lockdown works in your favor for you to start choosing your friends, for you to change your environment, for you to change the people that you used to hang out with, for you to change the environment that you were part of before. So take advantage of this pandemic, take advantage of this challenge, take advantage of this lockdown for you to change your environment. Choose the right environment that you want to be part of. Choose your friends. Choose the friends that you want to start hanging out with. Choose your friends that you want to be with. So this is an advantage that you want to benefit. This is a positive that comes out of this challenge. This is a positive that comes out of this pandemic. It's for you to change the environments. It's for you to change the environments that you were in before. And inshallah, the Umayyad sisterhood is an environment for you to be part of. And inshallah, an environment for you to change your life to the better and to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with respectful sisters that care about you for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. May Allah accept from you. May Allah azza wa jal make us all steadfast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connect us to Him. May Allah azza wa jal bring us all together once again. My sisters in Islam, it's Ali Amar Al-Fam. Inshallah, we'll see you all here at Tayyumay Sana every single Sarah and other days. And inshallah, you'll be informed. Jazakumullah khairan for being with us online. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. And may Allah accept from you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to be from amongst those who continue serving Allah, the deen of Allah, and the servants of Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khair. Subhanakallah alhamdulillah. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.